Paul wrote to the Romans, to set the mind on the flesh is death. To set the mind on human things, on our own needs and our own wants and our own desires, is death. So how do we know what our mind is set upon? I invite you to reflect with me as I ask you these questions and really think about this. What is my mind set upon? What is my mind set upon? What do you love? What moves your heart? What do you worry about? What do you get worked up about? To what do you give your time? To what do you give your money? What makes you angry? What makes you afraid? What gives you hope? Where do you go for comfort? Where was the Holy Spirit in your answers? Paul reminds us that to set our mind on the flesh is death, but to set our mind on the Spirit is life and peace. But we get confused about what is the Spirit and what is not. In 2 Timothy, we are reminded again about some of the things that when we set our mind on those things, we become people who are wrapped up in death. So this is what he writes in 2 Timothy chapter 3. You must understand this, that in the last days distressing times will come. For people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, inhuman, implacable, slanderers, profligates, brutes, haters of the good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to the outward form of godliness, but denying its power. Just another way of saying, to set the mind on the flesh is death. But to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. So how do we set our mind on the Spirit? How do we do that? Because it's hard. It's hard for me. When I answered that little list of questions that I posed to you, I wasn't necessarily proud of all my answers. Father Thomas Keating, he wrote this prayer. It's called the Welcoming Prayer. And he wrote it to help us release our minds from the grip of our fleshly self-indulgence, from our needs that we think are needs, but rather to let go and set our mind on the Spirit. This is what he wrote. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. I welcome everything that comes to me today because I know it is for my healing. I welcome all thoughts, feelings, emotions, persons, situations, and conditions. I let go of my desire for security and survival. I let go of my desire for power and control. I let go of my desire for affection, esteem, approval, and pleasure. I let go of my desire to change any situation, condition, person, or myself. I open to the love and presence of God and God's action within. I don't like that prayer. I don't want that prayer to exist. Because I want my wife to change when I want her to change. Because I want my children never to disobey me or me have to teach them anything. I don't want to ever have pain in my shoulders from being stressed out. I want all of you to like me all the time and never have any negative feelings towards me ever. And I want all of you to get along and act like the adults I know you are all the time. I want to fix you, I want to feed you, and when you come up against me, I want to fight you. But that is death. Those are the things of the flesh and not of the spirit. Mary and Martha, they come to Jesus and they say, if you had been here, Lord, if you had acted the way we expected you to act, then I wouldn't be crying. I wouldn't be feeling this way. My brother would still be alive and everything would be perfect. Why don't you fit into my plan? Jesus said something very remarkable. He said, I'm glad I wasn't there because I had something else in mind to reveal the glory of God in myself. See, that's the question we fail to ask in almost every situation. Every situation where we want security or survival, we want power and control, we want affection, esteem, approval, pleasure, we want to change the situation for ourselves to meet our own needs. We think, me, 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 I, want, this. Instead of asking the question, what is the Spirit doing? How is God's glory being revealed? Even in this situation, even though somebody has died, still is a hard prayer. I have to tell you, brothers and sisters, as I preach this to you, I'm preaching it to me. And I get to hear the same sermon three times. That's how much I need it. This is hard. Because we want to grasp these things. We want to hold on to them. We want to think that we can control and change and we need people to like us and we got to be secure in everything. But those are the things of death. It would be as if Lazarus, having Jesus just said, Lazarus, come out, and Lazarus is walking out and he's all bound up with the claws, and he's got them wrapped around his face, and he's got them wrapped around his head, and Mary and Martha come up to Lazarus, and they take his face cloth off, and Lazarus goes, oh, put it back, I like it. That's what it is for us to cling onto security and control and esteem and affection. Those are the things and the trappings of death. Your Lord Jesus Christ, when you were baptized, raised you up out of your grave and gave you the Holy Spirit, a spirit of life and of peace. And to grasp onto those things, to control, to pleasure, to grasp onto those things is if you are grasping to your own funeral shroud and saying, I like these clothes better than my baptismal gown. So, my brothers and sisters, let it go. Let it go. And let's pray that most difficult prayer one more time together. Let us pray. Welcome, 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 Holy Spirit. I welcome you and everything that comes to me today. Because I know that you are working for my healing. Holy Spirit, I welcome you in all thoughts, feelings, emotions, persons, situations, and conditions. I let go of my desire for security and survival. I let go of my desire for power and control. I let go of my desire for affection, esteem, approval, and pleasure. I let go of my desire to change any situation, condition, person, or myself. And Holy Spirit, I open to the love and presence of God and God's action with Him. And all God's people say, Amen.